I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, July 2nd. Parts of Quincy experienced a brief power outage early this morning. It happened at about 5:15 a.m. when power went out in parts of Quincy Center and Wollaston. The outage only lasted about a minute. However, it was enough to trigger multiple burglar alarms that kept police busy for a while this morning. The cause of the outage is unclear. State Trooper Michael Proctor was relieved of duty yesterday and will be transferred out of the Norfolk County District Attorney's Office. Proctor will be transferred out of the Attorney General's Office Detective Unit on July 7th following the State Police Collective Bargaining Agreement, which requires a five-day notice for new job assignments. State Police said the decision is separate from the ongoing internal investigation. Proctor has been placed on leave, which means while he is technically on the force and being paid, he is not allowed to function as a state trooper. Proctor was the lead investigator on Karen Reed's case for the Norfolk County District Attorney. He's been on the force for about 10 years. Reed's attorneys accused him of covering for witnesses who were also his friends and planting evidence. He says he's not guilty of any wrongdoing. The defense has also questioned the relationship Proctor and his wife had with Canton Selectman Christopher Albert and his wife. Albert is the brother of retired Boston police officer Brian Albert, who owned the home where John O'Keefe's body was found in 2022. Proctor has denied all allegations of bias and wrongdoing. Proctor testified for the prosecution during the trial. His text messages during his investigation of Karen Reed were read aloud in court. Governor Healey said she was disgusted by the messages and said Proctor's messages could damage police work across Massachusetts. A Massachusetts individual charged with assault with intent to murder after six people, including four girls at a movie theater, were stabbed and wounded in separate attacks, has been recommitted to Bridgewater State Hospital for further evaluation on criminal responsibility. A judge ordered the extended evaluation after 26-year-old Jared Raviza of Martha's Vineyard appeared in Plymouth District Court yesterday. A lawyer representing Raviza declined to comment. Raviza was arraigned in May in connection with the stabbings of two employees at a McDonald's in Plymouth. Raviza has also been charged with eight counts of assault in connection with the stabbings of the four girls ages 9 to 17 at a movie theater in Braintree on May 25th. Authorities said the attack occurred before Raviza drove south to Plymouth, where the fast food workers were stabbed. A dangerousness hearing has been continued until next week. A person was beaten with a baton in a road rage attack on a highway in Cohasset last Friday. The alleged assailant, Gregory Knowles of Hingham, was arrested Friday night, and the expandable police-style baton was found in his vehicle. The incident was reported by the alleged victim, a 34-year-old man from South Boston, who said the driver of a Jeep stopped in front of his car and choked and hit him on the head and body with a baton. The man was injured but declined to go to the hospital. The driver got back into the Jeep and drove off, but the South Boston man wrote down the license plate number. Officers went to the home of the owner, Knowles, and identified the 51-year-old as the suspected attacker. He was arrested on charges including assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, strangulation, and witness intimidation. Police said they towed his Jeep to their headquarters and, after obtaining a search warrant, found the baton inside. Knowles was arraigned yesterday in Quincy District Court. The MBTA announcing fares will again be free this year on bus, subway, ferry, commuter rail, and ride transportation for the 4th of July after 9:30 p.m. Boston is regularly predicted to host over a million visitors for the July 4th holiday. To accommodate increased ridership, the T is encouraging travelers to plan their commute in advance and reminding riders of its holiday service schedule. Public is encouraged to take public transportation to and from the Boston Pops Fireworks Spectacular at the Hat Shell on the Esplanade and to other holiday events. Boston Harbor Fest, billed as one of the country's largest 4th of July festivals, began yesterday with the arrival of a U.S. Navy ship, the USS Oscar Austin, an Arleigh Burke-class destroyer docked at Black Falcon Cruise Terminal in South Boston, where tours are being offered this week. The vessel, which entered service in 1998, is named for Medal of Honor and Purple Heart recipient Private First Class Oscar P. Austin. Also yesterday, city officials and military leaders participated in an opening ceremony for Harborfest in Downtown Crossing. The U.S. Army Band performed throughout the afternoon. And last night, Boston-based Democracy Brewing ran a downtown beer garden. Organizers say other highlights of Harborfest this year will include living historians and musical acts in Downtown Crossing, fireworks over Boston Harbor, and a waterfront concert at Christopher Columbus Waterfront Park. Here in Quincy, the Adams National Historical Park will be holding a reading of the Declaration of Independence on the 4th of July. From 10 a.m. and at noon at the Adams Birthplaces on Franklin Street in South Quincy, a historical reenactor will be portraying John Adams. There'll be live music by the Larry Gall and the Concords, and the event will be outdoors. It is weather-dependent, but it is free and open to the public. And a performance of Jefferson and Adams, a stage play by Howard Ginsberg, will begin on the 4th of July at 2 p.m. at the United First Parish Church in Quincy Center. The play centers on the friendship between John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and Abigail Adams. That is also free and open to the public. And Saturday, City of Quincy sponsoring a patriotic celebration from 4 to 8 p.m. on the Hancock Adams Common in Quincy Center, with an evening of patriotic and great American songbook music. National award-winning recording artist Michelle Brooks Thompson will open the event with the national anthem. There will also be a dance performance, Broadway singers, martial arts demonstrations, and folk music. Food will be available for her purchase, but there is no admission charge. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 50 points. The NASDAQ rose 146, and the S&P has grown by 14. Asian stocks were mixed. The euro is down, and oil is up to $83 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox open a series with the Marlins in Miami tonight at 6:40. The National Weather Service forecast for today, sunny and warm, high of 84 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy, low 54. Tomorrow, hazy, warm, and humid, high of 86. 4th of July will be hot and humid on Thursday with a high near 90, and still pretty muggy with hot conditions Friday and a high 89. For the boater today, waves about a foot. A northeast wind at 5 to 10 knots becomes easterly later today. High tide just before 9 a.m. Sunrise 5:11 sets at 8:23. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, July 2nd.